Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we have some time before we bring in a three-person panel from an NYU event on the Occupy movement and the 2012 election year. But before we get to the progressives, let's open the phones for you conservatives. Remember, this show is partly about political community building, listening to each other across the political divide, even in an election year, maybe especially in an election year. So we'll do some of each today. We'll kind of flip the script. Next week, I'll explain how. So today, three of the four Republican presidential hopefuls speak to the annual conservative CPAC conference in Washington, all of them except Ron Paul. On Monday, by the way, we'll have a panel of three young conservatives with their thoughts about what they see and hear and do at CPAC this weekend. And in conjunction with this event, I thought we would have a call in for conservatives for a few minutes here on what it means to you to be a conservative in 2012. And also, you can throw in how you would define liberalism. So start calling in right now, 212-433-WNYC. If you are a self-defined conservative, 212-433-9692. And remember that liberals and centrists and independents will be listening. So make your case clearly as to why you think your conservatism is a good thing. 212-433-9692. As one example of this, the American Spectator the other day quoted Al Regnery. Do you know his conservative publishing house, Regnery Publishing? So the publisher, Al Regnery, gave a very succinct definition of conservatism to him. He said, quote, conservatism is essentially four things: liberty, the rule of law, tradition and order, and a belief in God or a power greater than ourselves. Again, the four things were liberty, the rule of law, tradition and order, a belief in God or a power greater than ourselves. So that's what conservatism is in a nutshell to Al Regnery. What is it to you? 212-433-WNYC. And we're going to ask these things, ask for you to make these things real concise like that. And we'll go through a few of you, and then we'll get to our Occupy discussion. And we'll do a similar call-in for liberals next week. But give us a call right now if you're a self-described conservative, 212-433-WNYC, on what that is to you. And as your calls are coming in, here is about a minute of Rick Santorum just this morning, just a little while ago, at the CPAC conference in Washington.
The conservative vision of bottom-up, free people, free markets, not government dependency, government control. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to win with money. We're going to win with contrast. We're going to win with ideas. We're going to win by making Barack Obama and his failed policies the issue in this race. We won in 2010 because conservatives rallied. They were excited about the contrast. They were excited about the candidates who were put forth in that election. And that's why we won. We always talk about, oh, how are we going to get the moderates? Why would an undecided voter vote for a candidate of a party who the party's not excited about? We need conservatives now to rally for a conservative, to go into November, to excite the conservative base, to pull with that excitement moderate voters, and to defeat Barack Obama in the fall.
Rick Santorum at CPAC just a little while ago. The other two presidential hopefuls who will speak there have yet to speak. We'll play clips from them on Monday's show. But how about – oh, and I should mention that we cut out a long stretch of applause from that applause line in the middle of that clip just for time's sake. But he did get loud applause at that point. We just wanted to mention that. Tony in Bergen County, you're on WNYC. Conservative Tony?
Yes, sir. I am pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-gay, and I'm a fiscal conservative, and that's what it means to me to be conservative more than anything. The cornerstone of conservatism for me is being fiscally conservative.
Wait a minute. You snuck an anomaly in there. You said pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-gay.
That's correct. I am for gay marriage, I am for gun ownership, and I am for life. But so, you know, chew on that. But I have just ran for a city council position as a Republican this past election season. I lost in somewhere in Jersey. I won't divulge where. Mm-hmm. But okay. Yeah, and I would tell you, behind closed doors, a lot of, no pun intended, a lot of Republicans feel and believe what I just said.
Thank you very much. Well, it seems to be slowly trending that way in a lot of legislatures. Thank you. Ronnie in Jamaica, Queens. You're on WNYC. Hello, Ronnie.
Hi. What does conservatism mean to me? Follow the Constitution and our founding documents and get rid of all of this progressive communist crap that's been pushed down our throats since 1910.
What's an example of what you call the progressive communist crap that you would like to get rid of?
Instead of going into the whole thing, everyone should read the Communist Manifesto, and they'll see what's going on. You know, they're not teaching our children anything important in school. They're indoctrinating them into socialism. I've spoken to many people, and they don't even know the beginnings of capitalism. When I went to school 40 years ago, we were told capitalism. Now they're told depend on the government and stuff like that there.
Thank you very much. Amanda in Greenwich, you're on WNYC. Conservative Amanda?
Yes,
and to
definitely.
To you it means?
Well, there's a quote that I've always liked. I think I read it first in college. I'm embarrassed to say I can't remember who it's from. But it's never take down a fence until you know why it was put up in the first place.
Never take down a fence until you know why it was put up in the first place. And why does that speak to you?
Well, it's a little more abstract, I think, than saying... You gave the list earlier, like belief in God and all these sort of other more specific things. I think the spirit of conservatism, if you think about the word, what it means, is, you know, don't just sort of knee-jerk think everything has to change, it's always bad, and let's always get rid of whatever is. Let's try to understand why things are the way they are and kind of maybe like looking back at history a little bit and understanding what came before us, because we end up repeating some of the same mistakes and we have these cycles when we're constantly, you know, swinging to you know how the pendulum always swings, like things go to one side and then we go back to the other side because we forget why we did what we did in the past.
By the way,
we
looked up that Frost quote, by the way, that fence quote. I gave it away. It was that great Buckleyite, Robert Frost.
Oh.
Of all people. Anyway, thank you very much. John in Smithtown, conservative?
I believe conservatism is small government, so that makes me pro-gun, pro-life. Well, because where it comes in with life is I believe that the fetus has a right to life. But yeah, it's all freedom to life. The government shouldn't tell me how to dictate or how to act in my life.
Are you like the other guy, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-gay?
Oh, I'm for the gays. Go for it all the way. You know, they definitely have a right to marriage as I do, and I see no issue with it.
Thank you very much. All right. We're seeing a certain trend here, at least a strain of conservatism. Randy in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Conservative?
Yeah, hi, Brian. Yes, a fiscal conservative and a constitutional conservative. And thank you for taking our calls. I think we really appreciate the time that you're giving us here to speak to the audience. You know, the fourth point you made earlier about there being a higher power than us, a God, the Constitution uses the word God very purposely, with great intention, that there's a higher power not than people, but a higher power than government. And this is where our rights, our liberties come from. They are innate. They are human rights. And the sole purpose of the government is to protect those rights. And because those rights are not given from the government, they cannot be taken by the government either, only protected by the government. Now, I think there's a great confusion these days between what are entitlements and what are indeed rights. And this boundary is being blurred, particularly by President Obama at the moment. You know, rights are innate, they are fundamental, they are intangible, they have to be protected by the government. But entitlements are things that are given and taken and require payment and work to produce. They're two very different things, and we shouldn't confuse them.
Randy, thank you very much. And that's going to be the last word for right now. Thank you for calling in with your quick thoughts on what conservatism means to you. We will do a longer segment on Monday with clips and a panel of, I think it's going to be three young conservatives reacting to the CPAC conference over the weekend and the three presidential hopeful speeches there. So tune in for that on Monday morning. And coming up next, we will flip to the other side of the lake and have three people on the future of the Occupy movement in 2012. Stay with us.